we learned that because of the Alpha starting the bottom of the Zion on Bays, Omar Mar, Yochel Af Kol HaKadoshim Kain. The Gemara says, maybe all HaKadoshim has the same din, that you could bring it, the Temura, on the Mizbeach. Tamalayma Rak Kochecha. So it says, in the Pasuk, Rak Kochecha, which teaches us, that this Tana learned that Rak Kochecha, we had the other man who holds of Zachar Mekeva, about bringing the Kabbanis, but here, they didn't have the Miyat. Here, this price brought on the Miyat. It says, Rak. And Rak says, only this and nothing else could you bring the Temura of the carbon, could you bring it as a carbon. Now, what are we coming to Afuke exactly? What are we coming to Afuke? Vlad Aman. Vlad of what carbon? Either Oila, if it means the Vlad of the Oila, you can't be Makrevit. Zochahu, Vlad Baraludahu. Every Oila is a Zochah, can't have a baby. Vida Chatos, if it's the baby of a Chatos, Gemirul Ad Lamisa Kaimi. We have a Lachamais Rasina that goes Lamisa. So what type of carbon are we talking about? Lafuke, the Vlad's not Makrev. The Vlad is not Makrev. No, I'm talking about Vlad. Talking about Vlad. Rakod, it says, May Vlad will call Kachim. So saying Lafuke Vlad. So the question is, which Vlad are coming to Lafuke? Lachaira, the Vlad of Oila is not possible. Chatos, we have Lachamash Sinai. Ida Asham, the Gourmet means the Vlad of Asham, which Grado is a little shvei anyway, because Asham is a Zachar. Tais asked the Kash, you could have asked a different Kash, but Ida Asham, we know that's Ria. The Chosh of a Chatos Mesa, anything that you have a Chatos Mesa, one of the Chatos Mesa is Vlad Chatos, but Asham Raya. But Asham is Raya, so it can't be a Fuke Asham either. And again, we spoke out what Tyson asked. The Chara Yukum Marker said, Pasha, the Asham is a Zachar, it's not a gay, really. Zachar Loilam teaching us Bechatas. Vehilkasa Gemir Lo Lamisa. The Alakma issue we've seen just was that Vlad Chatas goes Lamisa. Vikra Lamute Akrava. And the Pasuk says you can't be Makrovit. Frank the Gemara, Vahav Ha Talia. If the Alakma is it goes Lamisa, obviously it's not Akrava. Given Lamisa, Aslam Eil La Karva. So what does it mean? What do you need the Joshua to tell you? There's no akrava. Ela, the hilchasa lechatos, the halacha might be seen as lechatos. V'kra lemute t'mura sasham. It's coming to lafuke t'mura sasham. Now that's better. Now it's with t'mura sasham. T'mura sasham is possible. Lafuke t'mura sasham. Ha'nami hilchasa gemira la. That's also halacha might be seen. The amri calls b'chatos meisa v'asham raya. This is also halacha might be seen. Anything that's a by chatos is made, so which is one of them is tmuras chatos. So Asham also should be raya. Elakram and bayalei the avar makrev kaya ba'asei. You're right. We don't need a limit to anything because we know already by Asham and by chatos that there the halacha would be that it's avlad and tmura are both either misa or l'riya. What do you need the pasuk of rak to teach us that there's asei? Besides for the yoyva asei. It's not only a din lachem eshav. See, now you're even about to say if you are maker of these things. It says rak kachacha, so say a chatos and say a asham. There will be a say if someone brings the tmura of a chatos of a asham, because only rak kachacha saying only tmuras oila and shlamim and the vlad of a shlamim are mutter to bring on the mizbeach. Mashenke chatos and asham is a lava ba machlal a say, and it's a isra a say to bring it. Good morning. Good morning. Kiva Aimer. Ain a tzarach. Who karav ain tmurase kreva? Who karav ain tmurase kreva? Says, Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk rak, because he has a drash, says, Osham hu. And the drash of Osham hu teaches us, we had this yesterday, Osham hu means, Osham hu, who karav ain tmurase kreva? Rabbi Kiva said, he doesn't need a pasuk rak. He has the lashon who. Right, the Gemara, lomli krav hilchasa gemirla. Same kashik as in the first one. Here is a lachmash besinai that a tmuras asham goes l'riya. When you meet for hakrava, and Tosis says, oh, maybe say here is also asay. Tosis says that who is not mashma asay. Rak can mashma asay, but who is not asham? Who is not mashma asay? So tshver, why if you ever keep the drash of who? Most of the enchanami right. You don't need a pasuk of who, el kral lamali. We need a pasuk of who. For my boy lele krav huna. We need for rav huna. Dam rav huna. Asham shenitik l'ria. You have an asham that was slated for ria. For example, tmuras asham. V'shachtei stam. And you shechted it all of a sudden before you let it get a mum. Kasha shem oila. It's kasha for oila. Nitikin. Only if you set it aside. What?
Hey,
No, it's stam means without saying Shem Mashem. It says Shem Mashem is possible. So you went ahead. No, stam means a kachim, but you brought it into the Beit Mikdash, but you didn't shechted for Ashem. You shechted it like it's a carbon, you shechted it.
Why was it said to be in Maria?
Because it was a Tmuras Ashem. It said all five, you know, five chattas meisa I saw? The Vlad chattas, Tmuras chattas, all these things. By Ashem is Re'iyah. The Lach is Re'iyah. That's the Lach Mashiv Sinai. That whatever by chattas meisas, here is Re'iyah. So hey, here, Ashem that was slated for Re'iyah, either Tmuras chattas, or Tmuras Ashem, or Tmuras Ashem. So here, you went and shechted it. The halach is what? Now shechta. No, when the shechta stam kosher shem ayla, it's kosher. You don't throw. You can continue it as a ayla. But nitik in only if you gave it over to the raya. Only if you gave it over to the shepherd. Loin nitik loy. My time. Why? Because the pasuk says who baby asiyeh asham who. It stays a asham until it's nitak laria. It stays a asham. That's learned from the pasuk of who. Who baby asiyeh. Echanami. We know that there's halacha that it's in a kariv from the halacha Moshe Sinai. The who is just teaching us that it doesn't turn into oila b'di'eved, even b'di'eved, it doesn't turn into oila only after nitak. So, okay, so Dr. Gemara Vaita. We have two drashas that came out from last Amud, from the Makar, that you could be makriv, tmuras, shlomim, for example, and tmuras, oila. What's the Makar? And a Vlad of shlomim, what's the Makar? It says, zachar nekeva. And im zachar nekeva is the Bali Mumin, the children of Bali Mumin. But Zachar Nekev is Marbedet. And the other man, the Yama, says that the Ribu is from Rakot Shecha Ela Atmurois, Ashiyo Lach Elo Havladois. Zach the Gemara, well, the high time to call you off, Mahanikra, typically Mizachar Nekev. Lachaira, from the Pasik, the man, the Yama learns from Rakot Shecha, why didn't he learn that from Zachar Nekev? And for the Gemara, whom Bailey Elo Vlad, but what? The man learns Rakot Shecha, and Ashiyo Lach, what happened? Why didn't you use Lashon Zach, the pasuk of Zach and Akeva to teach us about Vlad Shlomim and Tmura Shlomim? Zach the Gemara, who am I boiling the Vlad Bali Mumin? You need those psukim for Vlad Bali Mumin and Tmura Bali Mumin. Freight the Gemara, but take the Pukulim Aikra, and like the other man learns everything in the pasuk, he learns of Zachar for the Etzim Tmura and Im Zachar, it's got it from the Keva, Keva for the Etzim Tmura and Im Nekeva for the Bali Mumin, and Zachar for the Vlad, and Im Zachar for the Vlad Bali Mumin. So why can't this man have learned everything there? Im loy mashmalei. He doesn't dash the word im. Now lahay time the mafkalei mizachar im zachar nekeva tisa bas my avle. Always the pasuk of rakka checha tisa basa. So the Gemara they learn from there. Filu mirayu l'shachinu miragayu. Even if this behema is in the middle of pasturing or it's in the middle of working, you have to take it right. You don't say, oh, finish the job. You have to, once you plan to bring a carbon, you have to bring it right away, quickly, to bring a carbon. That's learning that from Tisa Basa, right away, Meyad, bring it up to the base of Chira, and bring up the carbon. Don't say, oh, I want to finish the job. That's learning from there. Has he not? It's probably part about the Acher. It's a little bit of a Svarad Rosha. It's post about the Acher. Tosafot really munches on Rashi a little bit. And another thing Tosis asked Rashi, how could it work? It's a kachim. So if you look at Rashi, you weren't makdash it yet. But either way, it's not the Joshua that Shred that someone else doesn't have. Could be another Joshua, yeah. So to Gemara, new Mishnah. Talk to Vaita, new Mishnah. Let's aim it. Vlad Shlomim. Our Mishnah, first Mishnah said that Vlad Shlomim, Vlad Vladam, Atsoif Ha'ilam, you bring as a carbon. Rav Leza argues, Leza Omer, Vlad Shlomim lo Yikrav Shlomim, you can't be Makrav Shlomim. The Gemara has explained the reason for that. V'chachomim Omerim Yikrav, you could be Makrav. And the Chomim might be similar to the Tanakhama, which Tosfos speaks out already at Tzarech Iyin, but it could be the Chomim are different, because we see what Rav Shimon says in a second. So Rav Leza says, Vlad Shlomim lo Yikrav, Chomim Yikrav. Omer Rav Shimon, lo Nechleku, there is no Machleikis of Vlad Vlad Shlomim, Vlad Vlad Tmura. There's no Machleikis on Vlad Vlad Shlomim or Vlad Tmura. Shlo Yikrav. And we'll see what that means. Shlo Yikra. Amanechlu. The whole machlekes is al havlad. The whole machlekes is only on the vlad. The first generation is the machlekes. That's what Rav Shimon says. He waters down the machlekes. Rav Lezner Chavim only arguing on the first generation. What? Ad Seif Olam. So we'll see. If he won Losh in the Gemara, it will still work that. And all the Losh will say that Chachamim are not like the Tanakhama. This Chachamim is not like the Tanakhama.
Three
of machlekes, yeah. Because we're not sure what it means, Shlo Yakrev. It means Shlo Yakrev, Elo Yakrev, or Shlo Yakrev. We'll see in the Gemara, Tut Stadim. Heid Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Pius of Vlad Shlomim Shukav Shlomim. Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Pius said, Eidus, then in Vlad Shlomim, Yemakav Shlomim. And Om Rabbi Pius, then he made Shahi Salonu, Paro Shazifche Shlomim. We had a Paro of Shlomim on Pesach, Vachlanu with Pesach. Vachalnu Vlado Shlomim Bechag. And we ate the Vlad on Sukkos. So we'll see what Rabbi Pius is adding on. Could be adding on another thing, or could be saying the same thing. Also in the Gemara, we'll explain. So let's remember the Mishnah well, because the Gemara will explain all the parts of the Mishnah. First, I'm talking about the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says that Vlad Shlom lo Yikrav Shlom. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rab Ami Arm Yechana, my timer the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? So Gemara first thinks it's a derisa, it's a pasuk. Omer Kra, pasuk says, Ve'im Zevach Shlom Kabanoi, and you, the word Ve'im is extra, and you darshan it like what it say, Rei, Ve'im Veloy Vlad. Ve'im is Ve'im, Ve'im Veloy Vlad. That was Joshua. Only the aim you make of as a Shlom, not the child. Omer Rechia Ba'ab Rav Ami, El Miata, Imal Toido Yakevenu Hachinami, the aim vloy vlad, by Imal Toido, which will marvel also things, we're going to say, also means Dafka, the aim vloy vlad, the Chite Vachinami, we say, Echinami, Vatanya, we see Rabbi Eliezer is not arguing on the next Mishnah. And it's a bright source of Vatanya, Vlodo, Vitmuroso, Vichilufa, the vlad of a Toido, the Tmura of a Toido, or the Chilufa of a Toido, which means you made another one Lachrayas, Menayin, how do you know you makrevit? Tamalim im al toida, im al toida is marbit. Mekomalkim. Rabbi Eliezer does not argue on this. So how can you say that Rabbi Eliezer darshan is ve'im means ve'im? By toida he doesn't say that. By toida he agrees that the vlad could be nikrav. Omalei amruchia ba'abar miyechanon haynu taima. The Rabbi Eliezer, it's the rabbanon the gedin gzeira shem yigdal mehem adarim adarim. We're worried that if you have a vlad shlomim and you allow it to be brought as a carbon, so then he's going to keep it around to be reproduce more because he can make a whole shlomim farm and he can sell a lot of shlomims now because he has a bunch of shlomims. So therefore, we don't want him to be magdalit, and therefore we say that the loch is inal be makavit a shlomim. And that will stop him from, and what do? You put in the keeper and wait till it dies. And that will stop him from keeping them around because, you know, feeding them and everything because it's no use. There's no use for them. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't, and what's the reason, what's the problem with keeping shlomim around? Because we know shlomim have certain surim, giza, v'avayda. So they don't want to keep shlomim around. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer said, the vlad shlomim, and the rabbanon, is not, you're not makar of it. So,
why
does it
apply to
Torah? What? Why does it not apply to Torah? Only applies to vlad. Only to vlad, not to Torah. Zog to Gemara. That tumur was a vlad of a tumur. So any vlad has a din. All vladim have a dinim. It's like any vlad, but the tumur itself is fine. Zog to Gemara. Omer Rav Shimon loy nechleku. So we said Rav Shimon said Mechlekes Rav Zecham is limited. Now what's limited to? Ibayelu hechik tani. How do you read this? Loy nechleku shlo yikervu. They're not arguing that they shouldn't be makarit el yikavu. Maybe he's saying like this, the Kuliyama, Rav Eliezer and Chavon both hold, the second generation, you could be makarit. And we'll see in a second what the reasonings will be. Oidilma loy nechiku sheyikavu el lo yikavu. The Kuliyama lo yikavu. That means the Chavon would agree that the second generation not makarit, only first generation you makarit. So that's the shot how to read it. How do you read it? Loy nechlu sheyikavu el yikavu or loy nechlu sheyikavu el lo yikavu. I'm a rabba. Yigdal Adarim Adarim. Av Vlad Vlad Akroy Ba'amu. To have a grandchild already is not a Shchiach Dika thing, and therefore it's a Milsala Shchicha, and they were not Geyser. I forgot to speak out before. What?
Skip a generation?
No. The first generation you can't be you can't bring it to Shlomo.
The mother you could, the kid you can't, the grandchild you could.
The grandchild you could, yeah, because it's not a Shchiach Dika thing, yeah, to happen.
But its mother you can't.
Right, you can't, no. And I forgot to speak out that before we had that Toida. Eliezer doesn't argue on. Why not? So the Rashi speaks out because Toida is the most also like Shriach Eslam. And therefore we're in Goyiz Hashem Yigdal Adarim Adarim. So here you find the same idea that's like Shriach. I guess the Shlom is much for Shriach. Shlom, people bring Shlom all the time. Toida is only for space. He has to go over the Yam or out of jail. It's not Shriach. to bring a taida. Shlomo was anytime someone wanted to eat meat, it was a chetilu to bring a shlomo. So the first pshat is that the second generation is mutter because lo yishchiach. There's another pshat in Rashi why second generation is mutter is because people forget that this is a grandson of a shlomim, and therefore people won't think, oh, you're being magdal shlomim. Lo sfer pshat, so we'll stick with the pshat lo yishchiach. It comes out, yes, yeah. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Alinechlo Shiyikru Lo Yikru. My time up. He says, everyone agrees. My time, I can't like rigor upon on a ladder. No, this way, no, that way's not on three way. Machlaikis. That way, we're saying, Kuliyama. No, no, that way, not three way. Machlaikis, no.
You could bring the.
You can make it forever, right? Like the first Mishnah.
First Mishnah, they don't know that way.
Who doesn't know that?
Rav Shimon and
the Rabban. Rav Shimon and the Rabban. They do hold. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't like that. What does Chum hold in this Mishnah? This Mishnah was Chum hold. You can make it with ever. Right, with the Shlomim, the child, the grandchild, the grand-grandchild. That's a violin. Mam's like a Tanakama, no? What?
Yeah.
The next one will be a through. Shuvu Levi Omar, Loinech Kushi Yikru Lo Yikru. He holds, even the Rabbanon hold, that the second generation came in Makar. My time, Ma'at Kan Lepigar Ba'alad Rabbi Eliezer El Abba Vlad. Abba Vlad, Vlad, if you're having grandchildren, it's clear that he wants to takavi magda adaram adaram, and therefore it's a problem. And therefore he's saying that even the Rabbanon, in this case, agree that second generation can be brought. If he's there, it's three different shitas. Because it's not atzaif kaloilam. The first Mishnah is atzaif kaloilam, the Mishnah yesterday. And here it's like that. They're doing three machlokes. And the svar is that since you're bringing grandchildren, it looks like snicker, you might say you want to bring it forever.